RNZ Pacific News. Kia ora, I'm Lydia Lewis. James Marape has been re-elected as Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea unopposed. Mr. Marape returns to the top job after turbulent general elections marred by claims of election fraud, widespread violence, deaths and major damages to infrastructure across the country. His Pangu Party won at least 36 out of 118 seats, the most from any other party. He is set to lead a coalition government made up of at least 17 different parties. PNG Parliament Speaker Job Pomat congratulated Mr. Marape for winning the people's mandate in the first parliamentary session on Tuesday.
Honourable members, the result of the vote, 497 against 0. I now declare that the member for Tari Pori, Honourable James Marape, has been elected as Prime Minister-elect of the independent state of Papua New Guinea.
105 of 118 parliamentary seats have been confirmed, and vote counting continues for the outstanding 13 seats. Papua New Guinea has officially elected its first female MP in over a decade. The 52-year-old economist Rufina Pita is a member of Papua New Guinea's main opposition party, the People's National Congress. She won her election for a seat in the electorate of Central Province, where she will also serve as governor. Three members of parliament convicted of bribery in Tonga have been unseated after the country's Supreme Court dismissed their appeals. RNZ Pacific's Final Fonua reports.
Tongan MPs the Duffel Moyaki, Boisi D and Sangster Saulala have lost their seats after just 7 months in power. Radio Tonga reports the three found guilty of bribing voters in Tonga's 2021 general elections lost their appeals with Tonga's Supreme Court ordering an immediate termination of the three MPs' tenures. House Speaker Lord Fatafehi Fakafanua announced their departures in Parliament after receiving the final judgment from court officials. Another MP convicted of bribery, former Prime Minister Bohiva Tuyaonetoa, is expected to receive a final ruling on his case soon.
The US Deputy Secretary of State wants New Zealand to be a part of a new Indo-Pacific Security Pact. AUKUS, set up last year, currently consists of Australia, the US and the UK.
New Zealand is a critical partner in the Blue Pacific. In fact, there is a new initiative, Partners in the Blue Pacific, of which New Zealand is part, to try to really organize and coordinate our efforts.
Wendy Sherman says the US will continue to look at strengthening their partnership with New Zealand in the Pacific. The Ombudsman Office in the Cook Islands is proposing to establish a human rights institute. A two-day session in the Crown Beach Resort is underway to gather public feedback on the proposal for the institute. RNZ Pacific's Susana Suisuiki reports.
Ombudsman Nikki Rattle told Cook Islands News the formation of a human rights institute has been in the minds of the government for a long time, and the time has come to put thoughts into action. She says an institute would allow easier access to the complaints authority. Deputy Ombudsman for Samoa Mawalaivao Pepe Seyuli is visiting the Cook Islands this week to offer his advice on the human rights institute establishment.
Meanwhile, residents in Rarotonga are reminded to save water, with a three-month-long drought forecast for the island. President of the Cook Islands Tourism Industry Council, Liana Scott, says droughts aren't unusual in Rarotonga and people are conscious of water usage. She says residents in Rarotonga's highlands are mostly affected during a lengthy drought period.
We will have some short spell showers, but probably not enough to fill up the water main. If it gets very bad, unfortunately, it's the higher level housing or accommodation that feels it the most due to gravity. So the ones on the foreshore would be less impacted.
Air Caledonia has cancelled flights for the day between Noumea and the Loyalty Islands because of an ongoing strike. The US TKE union has been protesting the redundancy of the company's first Kanak woman pilot. Air Caledonia has cancelled 20 flights, which has stranded 1,400 passengers. CEO Samuel Napiune told La Premier the airline is still recovering from its $1.7 million US dollar debt from the start of the year.
de la Niña avec des fortes pluies et des conditions météo.
We have La Niña, which is a period of strong rain that affects our business very regularly. Nonetheless, we integrate this minor inconvenience and we will try our best to recuperate the lost revenues from the start of the year.
In New Zealand, 87 people have died in their homes from COVID-19 since March. That's four deaths a week, but little is known about the circumstances of each. Anusha Bradley reports.
Figures obtained by RNZ show the vast majority of those who died were aged 60 or over, and while most were vaccinated, a quarter were not. Māori and Pacifica were overrepresented. Te Whatu Ora has not responded to questions about the circumstances of the deaths or the kinds of contact the people concerned had with the health system. It says some may have been significantly ill or in palliative care, while others may have declined hospital care. Epidemiologist Michael Baker and Auckland GP Api Talemaitonga say context is key and more analysis is needed to understand if any of the deaths were preventable.
To sport, Team Samoa have returned home from the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham on a high note, ranked 19 in the medal tally, its most successful games ever. Fiji ranked 39 with 2 silver and 2 bronze, and Papua New Guinea, who ranked 35 equal, with 1 silver medal. Nauru, Niue and Vanuatu received 1 bronze medal each. Weightlifter Vaipava Nevo Ioane also announced his retirement from the sport and dedicated his achievement to longtime national coach Tuol Pepe Jerry Woolwork. He and his wife have also named their youngest son, Birmingham, born 2 days ahead of his father's silver medal lift. Samoa's Don Opelonge lifted gold in the 96-kilogram division and set new games records to continue his family weightlifting legacy. Poor training facilities and underfunding are a common complaint among sporting associations across Pacific Island nations. Along with COVID disruptions, it's been cited for the underrepresentation of Pacific Island countries on the medal tally of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. New Zealand swimmer and silver medalist Tupo Nayufi said she spoke to the Tongan swimming team, who do not have a swimming pool to train in.
If anything, I was actually so inspired and felt they were kind of like teaching me something when they were talking to me about their swimming pools, because they don't swim in the pool, they swim in the ocean, and they make their own name rope, and you know, they do their own trainings out in the ocean. And I was just so amazed, because you know, I can never imagine myself ocean swimming, because I'm just terrified of swimming that far.
20-year-old pro surfer Kaoli Vast has won the Tahiti Pro 2022 in Te Hupo'o, French Polynesia. He beat Matahi Drule. Vast now qualifies for the World Surfing Championships in Aotearoa Tahiti Pro 2022, which starts later this week in Te Hupo'o. Vast has held the European champion in the World Surfer League 3 times. Vast has held the European champion in the World Surf League 3 times. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more online at rnzi.com.